last home game of the season. Do you think of a better way to go out?
Yeah, I mean, and I'm right there with you guys. I joke with you all right there about having to change the headline at the end. I'm not so sure I saw that thing going that way. You know, I mean, I don't think I was super positive on the inside right there in the eighth and ninth inning by any means. You know, so it's nice to see the fellows kind of battle back. And, you know, big swing by Kobe right there, kind of do that. That was his 10th homer, which I thought was a significant number for him, considering, you know, first kind of time in the big leagues, part-time playing the first month and a half into full-time playing. It's very quiet, 10 home runs for him. So I thought that was nice. And obviously, Beeb, you know, even though things are ticking down for him in a sense on the scoreboard with the numbers, you still feel like he's going to do something every at bat. It's okay. You know, I mean, it was okay. I think Cade, this was a very valuable year for Cade in a lot of ways. He had a full run, really only interrupted by the hip issue in the big leagues, you know, really from opening day to here, you know, the end. He was a starting pitcher for us. So I think he got a lot of information this year. I think for this place going forward to compete against these rotations in this division, you look at that rotation Tampa's going to have next year, especially if McClanahan comes back and some of the arms we've seen. Obviously, the Boston rotation's good and it's going to get better. They're going to add the Yankees rotation next year projects really, really good. That Toronto thing's going to be really, really good. So, you know, for Cade to make the Orioles rotation competitive, he's got some work to do this winter, and I think he knows that. Is he capable of it? Does he have the potential? No doubt. But he's also, you know, getting to that age and that point where he's got to pull it out of himself. He's going to have all the support here in the world from the organization and all the tools and resources. It's going to be up to him to do it.
What do you want to see him improve on?
To me, it's the fastball command. I think just the ability as a left-handed pitcher that's not throwing 95 to 98, and we just saw a lefty throwing 95 to 98 in Freed, who commands his fastball like a lefty that throws 90 to 91. I think Cade's got to command the fastball. I think that opens up the whole world for the kid. I think this stuff's good. But, like, you know, the ball against the lefty right there, the last battery phase, he's trying to throw a backdoor two-seamer right there and ran a ball into the only hot zone for the guy, really. I mean, that's where he's going to hit you. You can't make that pitch or make that mistake in that spot, and it just simply comes down to commanding your fastball. And I think when you have the ability to make right-handed hitters honor the outside part of the plate, his strength of being able to go glove side and then also the curveball, makes it a lot stronger. So you got to be two-sided at the very least in this game, especially if you're not a huge fastball, high-profile fastball guy. And to me, those guys are 95 to 98, not 90 to 94.
One of your predecessors, Buck Showalter, used to always talk to us in the media about being careful not to make judgments on players in March and in September.
Sure.
But looking at Kobe Mayo, you've got to sort of dream on what he was like in the minors. He's a lot more like the player he is today.
I would argue that from an organizational standpoint, we have been as steady on him as anybody in this building, and it's including you guys. I feel like we have not rode the wave. I feel like we stayed the course with him. I think we know he's going to be a good hitter, and I think we know it's going to take a little bit of time, and I think we know there's going to be really good moments. So I still see Kobe as a guy that's going to be an impact hitter at some point in the game. I would love for it to be tomorrow. I think we all would. I think you guys would too. But I think the reality is for most hitters in this league, that's not necessarily how it goes. I think we got spoiled by Westberg and Henderson when they showed up, and it made this whole market here think that all these hitters are supposed to do that right away. The reality is most hitters take a couple years, and I do think that's going to be the track for Kobe.
The offense hasn't necessarily finished, but have you been encouraged by the number of walk-off wins and kind of late rounds
sure.
that you've seen out of the group?
Yeah, I mean, I was annoyed today, you know, up into the eighth inning, just probably like you guys were. You know, that again, and I'll say it again, that's what has to get fixed. Yes, we got to add pitching, but we got to get these guys right and get them moving in the right direction. There's no doubt about that. And the players know that. The whole staff knows that. Mike knows that. In terms of encouragement, I don't need to be encouraged by us playing hard or fighting. That's been the case here through all the adversity and everything that's gone on here over the last 4 months. There hasn't been one day where I've questioned our players' effort and their fight. So it's nice when it shows up in the game and everybody gets to write a nice story about it and the fans get to live it and see it and win a game. But internally with the staff, my my concern isn't the fight. It's quite the opposite. We need to really continue to learn how to relax and play loose and play free and do all the things that you need to do to be a winning team.
Tony, with the final, your future uncertain. You take any moments today, look around the final home game here at Camden Yards this season?
No, I'm not. That's not how I am. That's not really my personality. I think I'm pretty cut and dry on those types of things. So, I grew up in this business, so I understand how this business goes. And I watched it with my dad, and I've lived it. So, I appreciate everything here, and however this whole thing plays out, nothing but good things here in terms of being, that feeling right there. That's not really significant to me.